Talk some Gallatin Bulldog football here with the first-year head coach at Gallatin. He has win number one, many wins in a career, but has his first as head coach of the Red and Black from Friday night over at North Platte. That is head coach Chris Holt. I believe it was 51-6 or something of that sort. Gallatin able to get the offense going against the Panthers. Have a team that's going to be licking their wounds a little bit after falling at Higginsville on Friday night, and the Penny Hornets making the short trip up to Gallatin for that annual rivalry matchup Friday night at 7 o'clock. Coach, congrats on the win last week.
Thank you. It's always nice to get that first one under your belt, for sure.
Well, big storyline over the offseason was talented team, kind of getting them used to a different philosophy with the way that you like to run things as a football team. Through Jamboree and through week one, things looking like they are running pretty smooth with the Bulldogs. Am I correct on that?
Well, it's definitely a different style. You know, we ran for 404 yards the other night, and I know that's not a typical offensive approach for them. We only threw the ball five times. So, you know, it was kind of patented old Coach Holt wing tee, here we go. And that's kind of, it's all we needed to do, so that's all we did.
Yeah, I think a part of that, too, is, and certainly I've got into this sense, if you're controlling the line of scrimmage with your big guys up front, why, you know, there's no reason to throw the football at that point. If you're controlling the line of scrimmage, you give the ball to your running backs and let them do their thing, right?
Correct, and you know, you got, you know, Draven is obviously very explosive, probably a little more than I thought, you know, because I'd never seen him in a game action, you know, and then Fiden actually had over 200 yards rushing at the running back position, which I know that's not what everybody wants to hear because we don't really have his hand in the ground this year. He's not playing tight end. So it's a little different approach than what teams have seen in the past. So, and it turned out it was a very effective night for him.
Yeah, at some point, too, and I know, you know, you get used to seeing a guy at a certain position, but you get a little bit different philosophy. And I think I know this about him. Fiden has the ability to play a number of positions, so you just find the best position for him that fits what you want to do as an offensive football team, correct?
Yeah, correct. And I mean, we're still going to throw the ball to him, don't get me wrong, but we're just going to do it from him lining up in a different spot. So he's kind of playing our wing back off of our tight end, so we'll motion him a lot, and we can throw him the ball off motion, or we can use him in the play-action game. And we have some stuff that we haven't really installed yet. It's just been kind of slow going with our kids that, you know, we'll get him split out a little bit where he's a little, probably a little more accustomed to. But like I said, we just kind of did what we needed to do in that first game to kind of get that W under our belt and move on.
How much were you able to get some of the young kids in there with a lopsided score in the second half and get some of their jitters out and get them some Friday night playing time? Was that something you were able to do, Coach, week one?
Yeah, we played. Everybody played, the entire football team. So everybody got in the other night, and some of them got quite a bit of playing time. So that's always nice, and it turned out to be a good thing because their JV game, we only got a half in before the Lightning hit, and they got canceled. So it was good for them to get a little action under their belt.
You certainly are familiar with Penny High of Hamilton from your years at Lathrop and playing them as a conference opponent. Yeah, I'm still kind of getting a read on what sort of team Hamilton has this year, but you know about their tradition and just how much they win as a program. From what you have seen from Hamilton down through the years, Coach, what makes that Hornet program so formidable year in and year out?
Well, I think it's just, you know, the tradition of it and how important it is. It's not just important to their kids, but important to the community. You know, and most schools have something that they're kind of recognized for. You know, one sporting event over the other, and Hamilton's just known as a football town, always has been, and I assume always will be.
I would assume, too, without kind of seeing the film and you know what happened Friday night, that the fact that they just had a rough time of things, that says a lot more about Higginsville than it does Hamilton, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Coach Cook at Higginsville is a really good friend of mine, and last year they kind of overlooked Hamilton, and they took them for granted, and they got caught. And they lost it. They lost the game because of it. So they have definitely had that one circled on their radar all offseason. So it really, when that ball was snapped, you could just see 12 months of frustration being unleashed because Higginsville really, really played physical, and they were just too physical for that group. And then Nixdorf got banged up, hurt his leg, So, you know, Fisher didn't play after the first four or five plays. And that's a big loss for them. So I do not know what his status is for this Friday, but he only played about five or six snaps the other night.
Do you get a sense, obviously your first year at Gallatin, do you get a sense how important the Gallatin-Hamilton rivalry is from the Bulldogs' perspective?
I'm starting to, you know, kind of figure it out a little bit. This group of kids, you know, the group that we have right now, they're full of energy, and it's hard to really get a read on them. I'm not sure yet just how serious it is for them. I know it's really serious for the older people and the people that work in the building and people that, you know, talk about that. It's kind of a loose group. There's no doubt about it. But I did see signs of some real fire and excitement, you know, last Friday, which I hadn't really seen yet. So I'm hoping that's just a precursor of what I'm going to see this Friday when we get together with the rival down the road.
I've talked about this with some Missouri people down through the years, especially as it pertains to basketball. When you're a Missouri Tiger and your biggest rival is Kansas, and, you know, it kind of, you know, for you guys too, you kind of tip your hat and say, you know, Hamilton is a really good football program and they're Gallatin's big rival. That ought to, in the long run, really raise your level of play as a program as well, correct?
Oh, I would think so. You know, and it's, you know, they've kind of had the best of us here lately. So, you know, rivalries are only good when both teams win every now and again. You know, when I was at Maryville, you know, our big rival was Savannah. But we'd won 17 of them in a row. So it's kind of hard to make that, call that a rivalry. You know, I'd say deep down our biggest rivalry was probably Chile. Because it seemed like whenever we played Chillicothe, so much was on the line. So, so it's interesting, you know, certain people view rivalries differently. You know, when I was at Lathrop, our rival was Lawson, no doubt. But if you would have asked an older individual there, they would have said Plattsburgh. Mm-hmm. So, you know, things kind of cycle.
Before I let you go, X's and O's. You know your team. You know what the Hornets have. What will be keys on your chalkboard for a Bulldog victory Friday night, Coach?
I think we got to try to get the ball to our kids where they have an opportunity to do some one-on-one stuff. You know, if there's an advantage that we have, I think that would be it. I do think right now what we're seeing on film, Hamilton's O-line, D-line is probably playing a little more physical than ours. So we're going to match that physicality. And, of course, I don't have my big guy. You know, Gabe broke his collarbone at the start of the season, so we haven't had him. So, you know, he was definitely our guy that we thought could maybe challenge Mixdorf a little bit in the trenches. And, you know, right now I don't know if we have that kid. So if Mixdorf is playing on Friday, you know, we got to obviously know where he is at all times.
Head coach of the Gallatin Bulldogs, as Gallatin and Hamilton will play. Coach Holt bringing the Bulldogs into that matchup here at Gallatin High School Friday. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Best luck against the Hornets this week.
All right, thanks, Tom.